SEC Chair. Atkins expects the Clarity Act to clear the Senate. SEC Chair Paul Atkins told Fox Business he anticipates and hopes the Clarity Act will pass the Senate and reach President Trump's desk for signature, according to a September 3, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap citing the interview. The comment is the clearest signal yet from the sitting securities regulator that the long-delayed market structure bill has a path through the upper chamber. Crypto prices barely moved on the remark. Bitcoin traded at $77,379 as of September 3, 2026, up 0.1% over 24 hours, while Ether sat at $2,389, down 0.9%, per CoinMarketCap market data. The Fear and Greed Index read 71, or greed. A regulator restating an expectation is not the kind of event that reprices an asset, but the direction of travel matters for anyone building a business on top of U.S. crypto rules. The jurisdiction question the bill tries to settle. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, known as the Clarity Act, cleared the House of Representatives in 2025 with bipartisan support. Its core job is to divide oversight of digital assets between two federal agencies. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission would take spot markets for tokens that function as commodities, while the SEC would keep authority over assets sold as investment contracts. That split sounds procedural. In practice, it decides which rulebook an exchange, a token issuer, or a stablecoin operator has to follow, and which agency can bring a case. For most of the past decade, that question was answered one enforcement action at a time. Firms learned the rules by getting sued, then reading the complaint. A statute that assigns lanes in advance replaces that guesswork with a filing checklist. Atkins has spent his tenure arguing that enforcement is a poor substitute for written rules. His Fox Business comment fits that posture. A chair who wants Congress to draw the boundary is a chair signaling he does not intend to draw it himself through litigation. A Senate calendar that has swallowed crypto bills before passing the House is the easier half. The Senate has been where market structure legislation stalls, and optimism from a regulator does not change the vote math. The bill needs floor time, committee sign-off, and enough votes to survive amendments that could reshape its scope. Any of those steps can stretch across months. There is recent precedent for movement. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong spent August pressing Congress directly to pass the same bill, part of a coordinated industry push documented in our earlier coverage of the market structure lobbying effort. Atkins adding his name to the list of people who expect passage raises the political temperature, even if it does not add a single Senate vote. The gap between anticipates and hopes and assigned law is wide. Readers should treat this as a forward-looking statement from an interested official, not a scheduled event. This is not legal or financial advice. The stakes for card issuers and stablecoin operators. Clear federal lanes would matter well beyond trading desks. Crypto card programs sit at the intersection of custody, token conversion, and payments. And each of those touches a different regulator today. A statute that names which agency governs which activity gives issuers a fixed target for compliance instead of a moving one. Stablecoins are the sharpest example. Cards that spend from stablecoin balances depend on issuers whose reserve rules, redemption rights, and licensing status are still being written across multiple jurisdictions. A commodity versus security determination shapes how those tokens can be marketed and held. Firms building self-custody spending products face a related question. A card that draws from a user's own wallet has a different regulatory profile than a custodial account, and clear rules would let those distinctions carry legal weight rather than sitting in a gray zone. None of that changes on the strength of one interview. The mechanics that determine a card's real cost, the network spread, the conversion margin at the point of sale, and the fees an issuer discloses are set by product design, not by which agency holds the pen. Regulatory clarity lowers the legal overhead of running these businesses in the United States. It does not lower the fees a cardholder pays.